Mark Hamill pushes assault weapons ban after UNLV handgun attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 8, 2023. Actor Mark Hamill pushed for an assault weapons ban Wednesday, just hours after a 67-year-old attacker killed three people at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, with a handgun. Gun control group Newtown Action Alliance posted Hamill's comments as part of its 11th annual national vigil for all victims of gun violence. Hamill spoke about gun violence, saying, "We need to end this public health crisis now. Ban assault weapons now, enact universal background checks now, pass red flag laws now." He did not mention that California has had an assault weapons ban for more than 30 years and universal background checks for nearly as long. Moreover, it adopted gun violence protective orders, aka a red flag law, in 2014, according to Giffords. In fact, California has every gun control that Democrats have spent decades pushing on the federal level. Yet California was the number one state for active shooter incidents in 2021 and witnessed four mass shootings in 1 week of January 2023 alone, reported CNN. Hamill also claimed that nearly 50,000 Americans die from gun violence every year. He was referencing 2021 figures but did not mention that suicides make up the majority of firearm-related deaths in any given year. For example, Pew Research reported that 54%, or 26,328, of 2021's firearm-related deaths were suicides. Among the remaining firearm-related deaths, after taking out accidental gun deaths, officer-involved shootings, and undetermined circumstances, the figure for actual gun violence deaths is 20,958, roughly 30,000 fewer deaths than Hamill claimed. Additionally, as it relates to an assault weapons ban, a closer look at the actual number of firearm homicides shows more people were beaten to death in 2021 than were killed with rifles. Related, A.W.R. Hawkins, here's the difference between an AR-15 and assault weapon. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.